Did Bob Shepard introduce him when he broke into your apartment? No, breaking and entering. Number two, Derek Jeter.
Oh,
you're under arrest.
Now batting against your forehead.
Derek Jeter. So, welcome to the, we can officially say now, Pinstripe Alley podcast. That's right. The alley is officially back. Hooray. Huzzah. La-di-da. Nothing's really changed. You're still D-less, but properly this time.
Properly D-less.
I'm your D-less host, Greg Kirkland, and with me as always are my fabulously D-less co-hosts, Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
That's better. So, this year sucked. We haven't done this since, you know, the postseason, and really no need to, just to further wallow in the misery that is the 2013 baseball season. Red Sox won the World Series. Can I tell you something funny? You know, where since I work for MLB, they offered up the shift to watch the Red Sox parade, like, for my job. And I literally was like, I was tempted to take it, but I could actually respond with the phrase, you couldn't pay me to watch this, because they tried. And I still refused
oh,
money
got him there.
To watch this. Yeah, that'll show them.
Got him. That's it. Got him.
I think they learned their lesson.
You win.
Yeah, there was no need to do a show 2 weeks ago, because there just wasn't any Yankees news, because it was just playoffs, which makes sense. The only news would have been like, A-Rod.
Oh, there's Yankee news.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is now, but 2 weeks ago there wasn't. It was just like, oh, A-Rod and MLB are still bickering. The end.
Bickering is a light term, Andrew.
Yes.
Shit-flinging, perhaps. Dumpster diving for, I don't know, crunk. I don't even know what it is at this point, but it's fascinating how, like, just messy and what a just circus this really is. In fact, so much so, like I said before, we have really nothing to add to this, so keep watching Twitter or the news feeds for more info on that, because nothing we can tell you will make any difference.
I'm sure something will happen tomorrow.
Or, yes, in an hour, who knows. When we get done recording this podcast. Breaking news. A-Rod breaks MLB's leg.
And steals their baby.
And then eats it.
Sounds about right.
Yes.
All right. So, Andrew, you had our topics of discussion. Who should we start with? Jeter?
Yeah, sure. It's as good as place as any.
So, Jeter number two, or Jason, how do you feel about the Yankees giving Jeter his money?
I think it was really, really dumb. I think it was really ridiculous and kind of laughable. You know, here are the Yankees trying to, you know, maintain a certain budget or whatever, and their first order of business is to waste money. So I don't really have much hope for what the offseason is going to be if they're going to make decisions like this. Because, you know, here they are again clinging to a failing past generation when it's like, you got to start building for the future. Because, I mean, like, you know, they don't really have much in place for a future. So it's like, why don't we start, I don't know, thinking about that instead of what Derek Jeter is going to be paid in his last season.
Yeah, it's like, pretty expensive.
Who cares?
Thank you note. I mean, not as expensive a thank you note as Tim Lincecum got from the Giants, but still, it was just not one that you want to see the Yankees doing. Though it could be a sign that maybe they won't be as cheap as they were last year, though, who knows?
Waffles, your thoughts?
I mean, I think that anybody who didn't see that coming is kidding themselves. Because
that's pretty much my thought.
They were going to pay Jeter. No, it's not ideal to pay a 40-year-old shortstop who may or may not even be able to play all season that kind of money, but he's Derek Jeter and it was always going to happen. So
I
can't get worked up about it because it was obvious.
Yeah. I, like, there were actually people who thought, like, they might go out and you know, get a Jahani Peralta or someone like that. And I'm like, no, they're going to sign Jeter. It's like, and the only way Jeter's not playing shortstop is if he injures himself. That's, so if you don't want Jeter playing shortstop, hope he damages his leg. Otherwise, he's your shortstop for the next 2, possibly 3 years.
I don't think it's going to be that long.
I think Jeter's going to play until he can't physically play anymore.
Except he was already kind of there in 2013, so I don't think there's any reason to believe that 3 years will magically repair his ankle that is now made of metal.
I could see this coming year be his last. Like I can see that being a thing, but I don't know. Who knows?
I hope I'm wrong, because he does need to retire for everyone's benefit.
It's time. Jeter's. But I mean, it's time.
I don't think he's going.
I'm hoping that he'll announce it in spring training like Rivera did last year, but I don't know.
God, that'd be great. Just knowing that there's, you know,
hope
for the future,
or a future in general.
I mean, I think that's kind of dramatic. I mean, were you saying the same thing like the year before? No. And the ability to play is kind of shaded by what he was not able to do. I don't think he's going to be great, but I think until you see like what he can do as healthy as he can be, that it's too early to just be like, he can't play.
Oh, right. No, that's why I think he's playing another 2 years, or possibly three, because Jeter's the type of person where if he still hits, like if he comes back and hits like he did in 2012, he's not going to hang it up. Even if he can't really play the field, and or if just wants to DH or move to another position, fine, but he'll still play. And the Yankees will keep paying him.
I mean, if he hits like he did in 2012, I don't understand why anyone would complain about that.
Oh, no. If he hits like 2012.
Nor should you.
But I mean, you know, godsend. What he did last year, it was pretty obvious that from spring training until the end of the season, he was never healthy. Yeah. So I don't think that, you know, going off what he did in 2013 and saying like, oh, well, he's, you know, he's never going to be able to play at a high level again. I don't think that's necessarily correct, because we haven't seen him healthy since the end of 2012.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a question of whether he can really play or hit. It's a matter of can he stay healthy, especially for a shortstop. You know, his ankle
is a devastating kind of injury.
It is a serious injury that no one took seriously.
Sure, but you're all like hope for the future and stuff, and it's just like, I mean, would you prefer Nunez? Because
no,
I mean that's your option right now.
Oh, you know Jason loves Nunez.
Well, no, I would.
I don't know what I don't know which one of them that he hates more. It's like a toss up.
I don't think he hates.
No,
Jeter.
I would just
I think
like them
just
to sign.
Oh, he hates Jeter.
He hates Jeter.
He hates Jeter.
Jeter number two is a mocking. That was a mocking username.
Everything that happens, he's like, can you imagine Jeter? Ugh.
Next is gonna his next username before he got hired was gonna be Nunez number E.
Yeah.
For error. For error in judgment.
Boo,
for the Yankees.
Jeter, boo.
I mean, I just feel like the option right now is Nunez. So unless you think that Nunez is a great alternative, then I would not be so quick to say that, like, keeping Jeter around means locking
out. Well, I mean, if Jeter retired tomorrow, then they could go after, like, a Steven Drew or a Peralta on the market, but that's not going to happen.
Jahani.
I mean, I don't think either of those options is that great.
I mean, not that they're, like, world beaters, but at least they're, like, still in their prime. So that it inspires a little bit more hope for me than Jeter does, especially because Jeter, I don't trust to stay on the field for 130 games at shortstop like he did.
I don't either, but I mean, I just think it's unrealistic to have ever thought that was not going to happen.
So your only legit option besides Jeter would probably be Brendan Ryan, and just rely on his defense and put him in the, you know, 8th or 9th spot like the pitcher hitter he is. And while his defense is superb, and obviously we can't even expect nowhere near Jeter's level of offense, but probably not even like a Steven Drew level of offense from Ryan, because, again, he can't hit. But at least that, you know, his shortstop to first base range would be pretty nice.
Yeah, I would be okay if Jeter was like a primary DH, but I just don't trust the Yankees to do that. Maybe.
No. I mean, it's just, it's a mess of a situation, and like, honestly, the best you can hope for is that Jeter's ankle magically.
That's what I'm rooting for, because there's nowhere else to, like I've said before, there's nowhere else to put him. You can't put him at third because, again, A-Rod. Well, we'll see.
I mean, his ankle is going to be a problem playing the field. I mean, maybe not to the extent that it is at shortstop, but, like, that ankle is going to be a problem running and diving and...
Like I said before, like, I think when we talked about Jeter's injury before, I'm more worried about him busting his ass out of the box and, like, jetting to first every time. That's what I'm more concerned about, him damaging himself.
And like when it's raining and when it's cold.
Exactly.
That's
what I'm more concerned about with him in terms of his ankle. Not the fielding so much as just the running. He needs to, let's face it, he needs to Cano it up a bit. And
I was just
going to
say that.
Learn from Cano. Take it easy. You know?
I mean, he's going to have to find a way. I mean, his paycheck kind of makes it so, but he's going to have to try to find a way to stay on the field. And if that means, you know, running at 80% instead of 110%, that's what he's going to have to do, because the Yankees really, I mean, they decided that he was their shortstop. And if he is their shortstop, he has to stay on the field.
And consider this scenario, and it's going to make you cringe like it would me, except maybe Jason, because again, Jeter hater, but him busting it down the line, and then him his ankle landing on first base while running hard and just bending the wrong way. And it will make every Yankee fan who loves Jeter, including myself, cringe, because you know exactly what that means. And I don't think anyone wants to see that.
And I mean, at this point, if he damages that ankle badly enough again, that might be it.
Oh, no, that's not. That's it. I mean.
So I just think it's like a huge leap of faith that they are taking, but it kind of isn't. Indictment on the state of the system as far as shortstop goes. And I mean, sure, maybe Steven Drew or Johnny Peralta or something would be a more sound option, but at the same time, the Yankees could not risk it going like it did last time with the contract negotiations. And if he's not ready to hang it up, what are you gonna do?
Exactly.
But, my problem is that, like, you know, when they sign him to a bigger contract and it's like basically saying, you know, Derek Jeter is going to be our starting shortstop, it's like, you know, you're basically chasing away any possible free agent you could sign.
They weren't signing him anyway.
They weren't going.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. But like the thing is though that they can't go into spring training with only Eduardo Nunez. Like, it can't happen again.
Signing, like, Ryan as a backup.
Exactly. Would Brendan Ryan want to be a backup? I don't know.
I don't know. Give him a starter job.
He was DFA'd.
Yeah.
He was DFA'd by the Mariners. That's true.
He
should be
lost. He wasn't DFA'd.
He was DFA'd by the Mariners.
He wasn't DFA'd. He was benched.
He was traded.
He was benched and traded.
Whatever. He should
kneel before us and praise us and say, please sign me.
I think it would make perfect sense to sign Brendan Ryan as a backup defensive replacement, give Jeter day off or DH day or whatever. Because I think that if, like, in, you know, an alternate world where Jeter was not the shortstop, if we had Brendan Ryan as the everyday shortstop, we would hate him.
Well, yeah, because he can't hit.
I mean, obviously his glove is awesome and stuff, and we say, like, oh my God, it'd be so great to have, like, the anti-Jeter in the field, but when we have him at the plate, we hate him.
Listen, you guys hear this? The anti-Jeter in the field. My God, Jason.
What?
I'm just messing
with Ryan,
you. But
with
no,
Ryan, I mean, he's probably the best of, like, the backup options on the market right now. I did a comment on this in my Ryan post. It was just sort of going through the market. It's just not really good. The alternatives would be, like, Willie Bloomquist, Munenori Kawasaki, or Cody Ransom. Embrace it.
Oh, Cody Ransom?
Yeah, he's on the market.
He still plays?
Luis Cruz.
Oh, yeah, he's on the market,
Alexis Xia. If we want to get even older, we can go with Jamie Carroll.
Lord.
Rafael Furcal. He was broken last
week.
I'm ready to vomit right now.
Like we said last year, like, replacing injury-prone people with people who might suck when they become a starter is also a pretty poor strategy. And I mean, like, what's the best you can hope?
The starters aren't going to sign to be backups, though.
So. Well, no, but, I mean...
At least there's a difference between Ryan and, like, say, Chris Stewart. Because Chris Stewart is terrible defense. Yes, because Chris Stewart is actually terrible defensively.
I mean, he wasn't always.
He's awful.
I mean, he was, but I don't know how much of that was because he was suffering from exhaustion.
If he was so exhausted that he was, one, dehydrated, and two, incapable of catching a ball, I feel like they should have noticed this, like, oh my god, this guy is dying. Like, they were actually playing Chris Stewart to the point where he was, like, dying. He was losing...
He was losing his motor skills.
Ability to actually catch a ball because
he was stroked out,
dying.
Guys, a little drink, please.
He was so tapped out mentally that he struck out on two pitches.
He was like, I don't have energy for it.
I feel like Joe Girardi needed to notice that, like, oh my god, I'm killing my catcher.
But he didn't. He's like, you good, Stewie? Okay.
Stewie,
get back
day.
Out there, Stewie.
Get back out there, man.
three pass balls in one day. Got to put Stewie in there next day.
Someone get him some sand to drink.
He's a gamer.
I mean, I'm serious. That's probably what happened. He was probably like, I've stood up here for two strikes. I am tired. I must return to my seat now.
It's like a cocoon of pitch framing.
You think
he must have?
I'm out.
He might have had some kind of existential crisis up at the plate, and
you
like
lack of water.
What's the point of this?
I'm just gonna strike out anyway.
I'm done.
Done.
I can't do this anymore, man. I just can't.
Do you think Joe Girardi calling, like, these really crappy players, like, he's a baseball player, it was just a really sarcastic company line for he's bad, but there's not much to do about it.
No. I think this guy is actually a really good player.
He's a baseball player.
Chris Stewart, Jason Nix, I mean,
David Adams.
People are terrible.
Our plethora of third basemen this year. My god, what an awful year.
And it's not over because Mason Williams got hit in the face with a baseball tonight.
<The face.
laughs> 2013 just wants you to remember that it's not quite over.
Wait till Christmas.
Oh god.
Gonna get nice.
No.
Somebody is going to, like, get a boa constrictor for Christmas and is going to pop out of the box and eat them.
Breaking news.
2013.
Breaking news, Robinson Cano now signed to 9-year, $300 million contract, attacked by wild flamingo, broken wrist, out for 2014.
Contract is signed. But seriously, like,
hide
Greg
Bird. He breaks his wrist signing the contract?
Hide Greg Bird for the next 2 months. Make sure he gets it.
Make sure he gets his fluids.
Give him his fluids, his regular fluids. Give him his Pedialyte.
Don't let him end up like Chris Stewart.
I miss Greg Bird updates, I'm not going to lie.
Don't we all, and his caterpillar eyebrows
walks.
And your dad's friend looks...
Your dad's beer buddy.
Yeah.
What?
He looks like your dad's friend. Like, the guy that your dad has over for, like, watching football on Sunday. Like, that's what he looks like.
They go, hi, Mr. Bird. Hey, you
and,
still
like,
played football?
He walks by you and, like, punches you in the arm.
How's it going, kiddo?
How's it going, man? How about those Giants?
How about those Giants? Oh my god.
Instead, let's talk about Derek Jeter dying.
Do you like to talk about 2013
more? Oh yeah, back to Brendan Ryan. So, I mean, at least in that regard, back to the point before we tirated into how terrible Chris Stewart in 2013 has been, at least Brendan Ryan offers, like, a shred of value. And believe me, I'm not saying that they should go to him if Jeter does injure himself, because, again, he hits like a pitcher. But, again, he can cover Cano's position at times. So that would at least be somewhat beneficial, instead of can't catch fastballs down the plate, which is your primary job as a catcher.
Just ponder for a moment the infield situation if Cano doesn't resign and A-Rod is suspended.
And then Teixeira gets injured again.
Just like think of that infield.
David Adams.
What about first? Teixeira's wrist is not, I'm not that, you know, overly optimistic about Teixeira coming back fully.
And if they don't sign a catcher.
Yeah.
Oh.
My God.
Shit show.
Like,
and that double just, play went first to third to second to the outfield and then to the stands.
We like, you might as well just, like being a ground ball pitcher used to be a good thing and then enter that defense. And
just sign Phil Hughes because you know you don't have to rely on the infield.
Can we get fly ball pitchers? Because we're going to need it to go to the outfield.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it, but what if it goes over the fence? That's the risk we're willing to take. Thank
we're
you.
Willing to deal with that.
That's actually a better option.
Yeah.
Listen, at least you know it's a run if it goes over
no,
the fence.
At least there's no chance of Derek Jeter breaking something. He doesn't have to do anything. He just sits there, and we don't want him to strain his neck looking over the fence.
What an awful year.
Do you think they should? Do you think they should bring Mark Reynolds back if A-Rod does get suspended, or do you think they should just try to bring him back regardless?
I mean, I think they should probably bring him back regardless because there are worse bench options than a guy who can hit a home run at will. Sometimes, I mean, I think that playing him at third is a dicey proposition because. Though he didn't embarrass himself with the Yankees, like
he did with the Orioles,
his career has been embarrassing himself at third base.
Yeah, last year with the Orioles, like he hit like I think 33 homers or something, but he was still a negative WAR player because he was so bad at third.
So bad at third base, yeah.
Can he play first?
He can play first. He is quite serviceable at first, but at third base.
If you dump Overbay, which I would assume they're going to do. And, you know,
cow pasture.
What's up?
I would rather have Reynolds than Overbay.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, at least absolutely. Overbay, you know, you can dump him. And then if you re-sign Reynolds, he at least offers you a meh option at third, a decent backup for Tex, and occasional DH home run bench. Come off the bench, strike out, or hit a home run player. So
yeah, but you're looking at, like, if A-Rod is suspended, he's your starting third baseman.
No, that shouldn't be an option.
Yeah, there's no one on the market. I mean, there's Michael Young.
Juan Uribe.
Maybe.
So those are really the two options, unless you want to bring Euclid back.
They're going to put Nunez at third, aren't they?
Probably,
yes. They were starting him a lot at third.
We all prepared for that?
No.
I'm not.
They're fascinated by Nunez.
Nunez.
He's going to find his way on the roster. He'll be on the roster somewhere.
And then he's going to, like I would not be surprised if he ends up, like, catching a ball and throwing it over the left field fence.
Or just explodes.
Like, he gets so turned around, he's just like, oh, okay, catch. And then it's over.
One of the over under things we need to do for predictions at the beginning of 2014 is how many times does Nunez look like he got injured badly and then he's just fine?
How many times will Nunez get sniped?
I swear that child, like, he has the pain tolerance of a daisy,
a newborn baby.
Like, ah.
Like, I thought he died when he got hit in the arm.
Oh, my God. I thought
he
was dead.
He was out for, like, 3 months.
I honestly thought that
nothing was broken.
He died. I thought he
you
died.
You broke nothing. And you were out for, like, 3 months.
Everybody was talking about, like, oh, like, I'm going to have to go on the GL.
I know. It's real bad, man. I'm going to have to go on the GL. And it's like, he's fine.
Oh,
he, like,
my God.
He, like, twisted his knee. He's perfectly fine.
Yeah, when he fell down in the field that one time.
Yeah,
I thought he tore like some kind of like his ACL.
I thought, like,
just
all
walked.
Of his ligaments were torn, and he was like, "It's real bad, man."
Just pulled out of his body.
Excuse me, Nunez, how you doing? I'm hurt real bad.
Yeah, I'm
have to go on the DL. It's real bad.
Right now.
Just put me on the DL now.
Don't even wait for the MRI. Trust me, I'm going.
And then they're like, nah, he's fine.
Like, it's just amazing the amount of weird injuries that he was able to accrue over the time that, you know, he was actually supposed to be doing something, you know?
Poor Nunez, man. Like, he can't throw a ball. He gets hurt when the wind blows. Like,
he's
that,
useless.
That kid is unfortunate.
He's useless, and he'll still have a job.
Much to the chagrin of Jason Cohen.
Because, you know, it would be fine if they signed Ryan and Reynolds, but they'll probably let Reynolds go, and they'll have Nunez as the backup.
He's going to figure it out one of these days, guys.
He's got so much potential. He's got all that potential that he's
shown.
Well,
I could see them, like waiting for the A-Rod case to be settled, and Reynolds just being like, well, I'm not going to wait for you, so I'm just going to sign somewhere else.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. So that's why I think they should sign anyway. I think that it's a mistake that they're going to wait, or I don't know if they're going to wait, but like they're assuming that they have Alex Rodriguez, and that I think that's a mistake. I think
I don't know that they're assuming they have him so much as if they have him, they're kind of tied to.
Well, they probably don't want to give players word about them playing third base and then have A-Rod.
Yeah, right?
Because if A-Rod is on the team, then he's going to play third base.
But that's what Cashman said. Cashman said that, like, I'm going to continue like we have him.
Well, yeah, they have to do that because if they have him, they have to pay him that contract. And
well,
they
yeah, true.
Like, pay somebody new.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
And, like, they can't be like, hey, like, we don't have a third baseman, so you want to come, like, play for us? They can't, like, do that. And then they'll be like, sorry, that other third baseman guy.
I hope that's how Cashman solicits players.
So, hey, funny.
The thing is, like, I don't think that, like signing Mark Reynolds is going to make a difference either way. I just think that they should make sure they have him just in case. Because, you know, if he signs elsewhere while they're waiting and then they don't have him, what are we going to have? Michael Young?
Adams.
David
no, I mean, I'm sure that it's not really a Mark Reynolds type thing, but like a something resembling a third baseman type.
Yeah, no, yeah. If there was like an actual, like, actual third baseman on the market, like,
why couldn't
yeah.
David they Adams be good?
No.
No.
Why couldn't he be good?
He's That's made dark. Of glass. He's made from the same stuff that Nunez is made from.
The same putty.
the same and fire. He's also kind of old for a dude who, like, just broke out of AA.
And sucked.
No, I mean, temper your expectations.
Oh, no.
Bustillier. Enter Bustillier.
Do it.
Put him at third base.
Even though he's been not very good.
The human fire hydrant.
So what you're saying is dogs pee on him.
Well, he's very squat.
Right.
He's like a little cannonball.
Yeah.
Like Puck in the Alpha Flight. All right, yeah. No one knows what I've... No one
I know,
knows
I got
what
it.
Oh, you did?
No,
okay.
I know who that is.
All right, qualifying offers. Yeah.
Everyone that the Yankees wanted got a qualifying offer, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, or the weird thing, I don't know, there was apparently some hesitation offering Curtis Granderson a qualifying offer.
Might
like,
have just been... Yeah, that might have just
been a
been
bad
posture.
Thing.
Yeah.
That could have been. Yeah.
We need to work on their posture.
Maybe they're posturing to make him doubt his value.
Aww. So, like, hey, we're going to give you this because we don't think you're going to get anything else. So
it's like a mental
maybe
warfare.
Maybe hang around.
So, suck on
I feel like...
Well, the first thing they need to do is put Ichiro and Wells on a flying
solar
apparatus.
Onto the sun.
In the cannon.
Just place them there.
No, but see, the cannon means that they're going to come down at some point, and they can't risk that.
What about the sun cannon, Waffles? The one that shoots them
that
into the sun?
Thing. Yeah.
Except then they might, like, take out the sun, and then they all die.
No.
It might cause a supernova.
We're all going to die because Ichiro and Wells blew up the sun.
Look what you did, Yankees. Look what you did.
You can all
this could have all been fixed if you hadn't given Ichiro to you.
And Wells.
They didn't give me. They didn't give Wells.
They just traded for him.
At least they're not paying him. Like, yeah. Ichiro is owed, like, actual dollars.
He's still wasting. That's I don't even care about the money as much as the wasted spot.
But okay,
that makes him more expendable, though.
But yeah, like if you DFA Wells, you don't have to pay him, so he's just gone. Yeah, if you DFA Ichiro, you're still on the hook for his paycheck, which is actual money.
Well, don't the Yankees owe like what $2 million or $2.5 million to Wells? In 2014 or something?
I think they do. Them. It just doesn't really count as anything for AAV.
Does it count?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, that's what they owe him. But yeah, Ichiro, I don't remember how much money he's making. But
$7 million or something? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, you don't just cut that in spring. You know?
Yeah, I think Ichiro's going to be there for all of 2014.
The thing is,
maybe they'll trade him.
You understand the team you're rooting for, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's Ichiro. They're not going to – no. It doesn't matter how good he is. Just
well, if you can complain about Jeter's contract, I can sure as shit complain about Ichiro's.
I'm going to complain about Ichiro's contract too. I think he sucks and he shouldn't be here. But
at least Jeter's like a Yankee legend. Ichiro is just someone else's legend.
Maybe Jack Z will demand him back.
God, please.
I hope so. The Mariners are talking extension with Jack Z.
They're going to give Jack Z an extension.
I hope they do, because then that means they're gonna trade away more of their prospects to us, and then we're going to break them.
R.I.P. Pineda.
Well, has anybody, like, heard about Pineda? Like, did he die?
He's dead.
I haven't really heard anything about him since they pulled him from that one game, and then he was never
They said he was healthy.
I haven't seen him, though, and I don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't know. That could have been bullshit.
Like, I can have someone buried in my backyard and be like, yeah, they're healthy.
There's a tube.
You don't know.
There's an air tube, which also serves as the feeding hose.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. At the time, it seemed like it was a big deal, and then all of a sudden it was like, no, he was healthy the whole time.
We just shut him down.
I don't know what the point of them be lying. No one's going to trade for him at this point. So it's like, what do they get out of lying?
Mind games.
Confidence.
Mind games, confidence. They're gonna play with Pineda's head. We don't know how healthy you are, but dude.
I still have it's some all hope mind for game, him.
Man. I mean, I have to hope for him, but like
I wanna get something out of him.
That trade, man. Just doesn't work out for anyone.
The trade that won't die. Or work.
R.I.P. DJ Mitchell.
He wasn't in the trade.
God.
You mean Hector Noesi?
Oh, yeah. Mitchell was in the Ichiro trade.
Yeah, you can put them both in the same pile. They all died after they went to the Mariners.
Noesi.
Oh, Noesi.
Remember when he was...
And then we gave them Farquhar, and he was actually, like, good.
Yep. We had Farquhar for, like, 3 days.
Yeah. We did.
And then it was like, nah, this guy's actually good. Good job, Yankees.
But we had to have Ichiro.
I don't blame them so much for that one, because he was good for his half season.
Yeah.
No, I know.
It's really the 2-year deal. Like, but what?
But the 2-year deal kind of taints it.
Yeah.
It's like, I know we got that nice half year, but it's like, if it wasn't for that half year, we wouldn't have the 2 years.
Yeah, if he had come to New York and sucked, then like...
Well, yeah, then he...
But at least a 1 year. That's the thing, like... Fine, if you want to bring him back, fine. At least a 1 year.
No.
Yeah, but the Phillies offered 2 years, tomorrow. So they had to. But seriously, like, the minute that Amaro was offering him 2 years, then you should have been like, you have fun with that, buddy.
Sayonara.
Seriously.
Maybe Delvin Young would have been a Yankee.
Oh, God.
That's going to happen this year.
Shut up.
Stop.
You shut your filthy mouth.
You shut your mouth.
It's like when he was like, Michael Young is going to be a Yankee. Michael Young is going to be a Yankee. Michael Young.
Didn't we consider firing him at that point?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to swear on this podcast.
Don't worry. Andrew will bleep it out.
Here. There's your censor mark.
Beep beep's going to be a Yankee. Beep beep's going to be a Yankee.
Tanaka.
So, Beltran. Qualifying offer. McCann, qualifying offer.
I don't see the... I think the Yankees might go after Beltran, because I mean, that's what they are. That's what they go after. They won't go after Beltran when he was younger, but now that he's old,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't see them going after him really though, because
I mean,
oh, I see. Them
I think
going
they
after.
Said that a team had already reached out to him, and I would be exactly 0% surprised if that was the Yankees.
It probably was 2-year deal, Ichiro deal.
I wouldn't hate it for Beltran on a 2-year deal. If it's anything more than that, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate a 2-year. I could be okay with a 2-year.
Because he's a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Plus the Voltron jokes we could put in the threads, thanks to that Onion article.
But what about the qualifying offer? You have to give a draft pick for Beltran.
I think that they're going to lose that pick anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean,
I think they're going to sign someone who got a qualifying offer.
Like I said in a previous post, I don't even care about what order they get their draft picks in, because it all depends on what this team does with them. Mm-hmm. Like, they could get a decent pick later on and still screw
Plus,
them
like
up.
The last time they got a pick this high, it was CJ Henry.
Who?
the guy that eventually dropped out of baseball and went to the college basketball.
Like a dick. Exactly.
But the 19th pick. I was so excited about this.
Yeah, but you're saying that, like, they're going to sign zero people who received a qualifying offer, which unfortunately was a lot of people.
Who would you rather have, though, Beltran or Chu?
Chu.
Depends on the contract.
I wouldn't want Chu for 8 years, but...
I'm not sure. I think six. I would prefer Beltran.
I'd be okay with six.
I think I'd prefer Beltran for 2 years over Chu for 5.
I mean...
Chu is an on-base machine, but he's also had his problems, too, at times. But
he's also younger.
But he also can't hit left.
He's not.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that. Well, the thing is, like, I feel like the Yankees should either, like, go ballistic and sign, like,
sign all the
qualifying players.
Seriously, sign them
both. Or sign no one. You know, sign Beltran, sign Chu, sign McCann, or don't sign any of them. Because... you know, one of them is not really going to change the outlook of the team that much.
Apparently, the Mariners traded Shin-Soo Chu in 2006 for Ben Broussard.
Who?
That was a great trade, Mariners.
How is this man still hired?
That wasn't Jack Z. That was,
That wasn't him.
That was the guy before him. It was even worse.
I'm about to say, so they haven't improved much still. Good Lord, Mariners.
Chu will be
give us Felix Hernandez.
Chu will be 32 next July. So he's not old at all, but I don't know.
4-year deal.
He gets hit by everything. So he does
gonna,
have that going.
Get it done, Cash.
He's gonna get a much bigger contract than that.
I think he's gonna get $100 million.
Yeah.
He probably will.
Him and Ellsbury.
Hopefully he signs before Ellsbury, because if Ellsbury gets a lot, then
that Cano might not sign until Ellsbury and Chu sign. Because then it'll be able to say, well, I'm better than them, so pay me more.
He is, but...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Freddie, he won the Silver Slugger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yep. I think that Ellsbury might get, like, $125 million, and Cano was always going to get more than that, so...
You could still see, like...
I mean, I don't know how much that... I mean, if somebody goes stupid and goes Ellsbury...
Yeah, I don't think those signings really...
A ton of
money. I mean, Cano's getting over $200 million either way, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think Ellsbury's getting that kind of money.
But,
he's not getting that Cano million.
I mean, it's hard to really gauge what Cano and his agent are really thinking, because first of all, we've never seen this agent, like, work with a team before on a big free agent deal, so we don't know if they'll take the Boris strategy and wait for a really long time before signing, or if they'll get it wrapped up relatively quickly.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a big...
But to say, it's gonna be painful anyway, so just make it the bullet to the head quick. Don't drag it out and bleed me to death.
I just want the assurance that Cano will be a...
Excellent analogy.
Thank you.
Just murder me quickly.
Just put the bullet to my brain.
Don't poke me with a fork all over my body and leave me to...
Ow, 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 ow.
Death by 1,000 fork bolts.
Oh, no.
I'm still saying probably 9 years.
Probably.
And $270 million, if that.
I think
I'm still going to say that it's going to be like 8 years.
Yeah.
It'd be like an option year after that.
Or I could just go with my 12 years in Australia. They'll just outbid themselves.
Or maybe it'll be an opt-out clause after every other year.
I don't.
15
Thanks,
years.
Thanks, Randy Levine.
I don't think they'll play the opt-out
15
clause
years and the moon.
But
really? Because I feel like
they did with CeCe Sabathia because they were trying to attract them to New York. With Cano, they don't need to sell New York, so.
Yeah, but they did with Soriano reason.
Well, they might lead to literally sell New York to pay for him.
They could.
The whole
Maybe they
city.
Could give him the stadium.
And they can rename it Cano Stadium.
This too can be yours.
If the price is right.
They could sell the team to him.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. I'd be cool with that.
You have that big... Just have the big Cano grin on the face of the stadium.
Oh my god.
Just this big head.
And then, like, superimpose it on all the seats.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think the Yankees will make...
So when you sit down, you're sitting on Cano's big grin.
Do you think the Yankees will make a legitimate run at Granderson if he declines the qualifying offer?
No.
No, I think they'll offer him something. But I don't think they're going to make a...
I think they'll go for Chu or Beltran before they make a legitimate offer.
Yeah, I think they'll just let him walk like they did with Swisher if he doesn't accept this offer. I feel like he'll probably get a pretty decent contract from somewhere, because it's not like his 2011 and 2012 were a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I think he'll do it. He just has to avoid getting hit in the wrist.
But Tanaka.
Tanaka, get him?
Yes, do it.
Can we get him?
I still love the reading when they were like, I only pitched, only threw 160 pitches. I'm like, well, good lord.
Good God, how are you alive?
At least they only pitch like once a week there, so that helps.
Except that every time I see like the prediction of the posting fee, it's like going through the roof. Like it was the prediction was $75 million, and now they're saying it could top $100 million just for the posting fee.
Yankees need to just sign him. Just do whatever it takes.
The posting fee is going to
blow your cash wad.
It doesn't count toward anything, so
yeah.
Wonder what the new system is going to be like. If it's going to be like that, he can see these top three bids from teams and choose which one he wants.
Then he might not pick the Yankees.
I heard that might not be happening.
Hmm.
There's going to be changes, but not that change. So I don't know what the changes would be. I don't know what the hell they can change.
Maybe they'll just continue the current system for another year because they can't agree on anything.
Probably.
Or they, like, stall out and then nothing happens.
And then Tanaka just retires and says, I'll just sign with you Yankees for free.
Yeah, I don't think that's
right. Because Jason wants me.
I've been called by the Cohen.
Oh, God.
Tweetbag.
All right. Here's one. Do you think that they'll sign a closer or a setup man?
That's not what it says.
Well, that's.
Listen, I think we
I'm
can
turning
all
the question into.
Okay.
I mean, I think they should sign a setup guy and let Robertson do it, but.
I don't think they
sign somebody.
I mean, obviously sign good bullpen people, just to put them in either the 7th, 8th, or as long as they can get outs. I don't know what inning they pitch in. Robertson has to be given a chance to close. I don't think they should go out and sign like Grant Ball 4.
Yeah. I think Jason might have posted this, but it's like Robertson's probably actually been better than Rivera over the past couple of years.
I don't think that was me.
I just assume most of the stuff written on the site is by you, so
it usually is.
Breaking news, and there's Jason Cohen's name. At this
breaking
point,
news,
his name should be Matt.
Matt Cohen.
So many Matts.
I'll be Matt C.
What kind of what kind of reliever would you want the Yankees to sign? Like from who's on the market?
I would prefer them to sign a setup man because I think they shouldn't obviously go with Robertson as the closer. I don't know if the Yankees are going to do that though. I feel like there are too many closers on the market for them not to sign one and then not to use them as a closer.
So I just don't know. I want them to use Robertson because it's just easier. I think he's better. You know, it's $5 million. Like, that's how much he costs or something for this year or something like that. He's going to. And then you can sign somebody else to be the setup man for less than that. So you save a bunch of money.
Maybe their plan is to sign a closer so that when they re-sign Robertson after 2014, he won't have the closer leverage.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't think the Yankees are that cunning.
What's the point of that, then? Yeah, they've never been that cunning. Yeah. They just re-sign and re-sign and re-sign. They've never had that intelligence.
Someone thinks of that, and then the other guy goes, or... we can just give Robertson a 6-year.
Yeah, we just give him all the money.
$60 million deal.
Well, I wrote a post that's going out tomorrow or today in podcast land.
Spoiler alert.
Saying that the Yankees should sign Joe Smith. And nobody knows who Joe Smith is.
This is the most generic.
Nor do they care.
But he's actually pretty good. And he'd be a good setup man.
When I saw that you put that post in the editor, I thought it was like a comic post. Like, they should sign this guy because he's cool, even though like Joe Smith is not a person. But apparently he is a person.
Joe Smith is totally a fake name. That guy does not exist. He's probably like in the witness protection program.
He's a John Doe is what he is. He probably just washed up on shore somewhere. He washed up on shore somewhere and some team signed him.
He plays for the Lakers. So.
Who is Rossiel Iglesias?
A guy from Cuba.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything more about him?
He defected.
That's good.
All right. Yeah.
Analysis.
It's in the post. Read the post, damn it.
That's true. I can't read the post
yet. Let's not do spoilers. Post will be up probably by the time this podcast is up.
All right, what's another tweetbag question? Because I'm done with that last one.
Okay. Do you think the Yankees will be aggressive in free agency regardless of the outcome of the A-Rod appeal?
Yes. Because otherwise they're going to suck.
Because otherwise their fickle fan base will abandon them very quickly.
And they will suck.
You don't think that they'll play their budget a little tighter than chest?
I mean, they might, but they're stupid if they do.
They are unbuttoning their shirt and baring their chest.
No. They're going to unbutton their shirt, but they're not going to take it off.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. They're going to show some skin.
Hank is totally going to take off his shirt and, like, wave it around like a helicopter.
While belly dancing.
On top of a table at a restaurant.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, Lily, if you're listening, please draw that. Please. We need t-shirt ideas.
No, we don't. We don't know that visualized. But, like, I don't know. I feel like if they don't know what's going on with A-Rod and they don't know what they're doing, I feel like they're going to spend, but I don't think they'll spend on, like, you know, Chu and McCann and all those people. I feel like they're going to be like, we'll just get Michael Young. And
listen, you need to stop with that fantasy.
I will stop with that when he retires, okay?
I don't think that they are dumb enough to think that A-Rod is the difference between good team and bad team.
Neither do I. I agree with Waffles.
And then they'll sign Bronson Arroyo.
All right, you're fired.
Maybe he can bring his cornrows back.
Maybe.
You remember that?
I don't want to.
I try not to.
That was hot.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Now that's analysis.
All right, next to me, bad question. Moving on from Bronson Arroyo to cornrows.
Bronson Arroyo's cornrows.
Do you consider the original A-Rod trade in his years before the new contract a success?
Yes.
All right, we're done with that question.
It's probably like one of the most successful things in like Yankee history.
Yeah. 2 MVPs and 4 All-Star seasons and really good.
I think it was pretty decent.
Like probably about like 150 home runs in those 4 years.
I mean, like, he was okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I take it.
If Davis Freeze come available in trade, would Yankees trade for him? He be, like, next Scoot Rocha.
Wait, is it Scoot Rocha or Scoop Rocha?
It's Scoot.
Because scoop brooches would have been clever.
He wasn't good at scooping. He wasn't good at scooting.
Scoop brooches? I would sign scoop brooches. I don't know about scoot brooches.
Well, we'll change that too. Do you think the Yankees should try to trade for David Freese?
Who are we trading maybe. For him?
If Alex Rodriguez is suspended and they miss out, let's say, on Mark Reynolds, I think it might be worth it if they can get him for, you know, nothing.
I'll give them Nunez if they throw in Shelby Miller.
Yeah.
Well, they hate him, apparently.
Get it done, Cashman.
Yeah.
Get it done, Cash.
Just apparently
by the way, that should be a t-shirt idea. Get it done, Cashman. Just that slogan. Anyway, continue.
They can give him to me.
They were like, hey, we want a shortstop? We'll trade you either Lance Lynn or Shelby Miller. Like, that's not the same thing.
Like, no, it's not.
If I was giving you my shortstop and I had a choice between two, it's like, I'd take Shelby Miller, please.
I'm giving you canned tuna or filet mignon.
Yeah.
Pick
the answer's obvious, I think.
Well, David Freese is eligible for free agency after the 2015 season. So if the Yankees acquired him, they'd have 2 years left of him.
I think as not great as he is, I think for what they could need, I think it would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, if A-Rod is suspended, he's probably a better everyday option than, like, almost anybody else.
Yeah, and I mean, 2012, I think it was, he had a really good year.
Yeah.
2012 or 2011.
2012 or really, 2011, he was okay.
He had a really good, yeah.
That 1 year.
That 2013, year. He was negative war, though.
Yeah, but that 1 year.
That 1 year, guys.
Yeah, that's just the thing. Like, I feel like if the Cardinals did trade him, they would get a lot in return for him. Not a huge thing, but
more than he's worth, yeah. Probably. But nothing like we're going to necessarily miss, I feel. Because he's kind of a non-tender candidate. Like, there's a possibility that they could just get rid of him because they don't like him. That's what I was hearing, because I thought that, you know, he was going to be a free agent, you know, after a year or something like that. But, you know, he still has got, like, 2 years on his contract, and it's like, why do they want to get rid of him? I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
David Freese's power kind of disappeared this year. He only had 9 home runs.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be that great. I feel like the Yankees could get him for
it might be like one top prospect.
No. Mason Williams?
They could ask that in a trade.
I would not give that up.
No, I wouldn't either, but
no.
That's probably what the Cardinals are going to want. At least one, like, decent prospect for him. They're not going to just give him up.
Well, they can get the hell out. Like, the hell is that? I'm not going to...
All right.
I died there.
But let's say, he seemed, like, offended and almost ready on the verge of tears.
Maybe a little bit.
Next one. Could the Yankees add Juan Uribe or Randy Messenger? Yes, they could. All right, next.
That was easy.
I don't think they're going to sign Messenger because I think he's too much money for a completely unproven person.
Yeah.
Who's already proven that he sucks. And Uribe
could be interesting, but
could be something.
I'm not sold on Uribe.
Me neither, but he is like the second best third baseman on the market.
He's really good with surprisingly good with the glove.
Even though, and the surprising thing is he's not ancient, which I've felt like he's like pushing 40 for the last like 2 years, and he's not.
Mix him up with Juan Pierre. That's my problem with him.
They're not remotely.
Well, their names are both Juan. That's why I mix them up.
Ah, okay.
It's fair, but anyway, the last one is: if any of you played a sport, what would you use as psych-up music?
Hearts on Fire from Rocky IV. Next question.
Tanya.
I have no answer to this.
Locked Out of Heaven?
Probably.
There you go.
Jason.
Jason, we used the Batman theme.
Probably, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Actually, I'm gonna go Ninja Rap for Waffles. I think she'd go with that.
What?
Hello. Ninja Rap from Vanilla Ice, the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. It's a classic.
I knew what you meant.
Thank you, nice. Waffles.
I didn't know that it actually had a title.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't know what? It was named Ninja Rap.
Oh my god, what's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm sorry. Bro? I'm not a Vanilla Ice fan, apparently.
Shame.
Or a Ninja Turtles fan.
Whoa. Let's not say anything we can't take back.
I would go...
I knew the name of
it. I would go with...
Yes, she knew the name of it.
Not Pokemon. The Power Rangers Zeo theme.
You totally meant Pokemon.
The Pokemon Zeo theme.
Darker than before. Pokemon. No.
Okay, that's enough of that right now.
you put up the poker rap.
Yeah, I'll enter to the poker rap. All right. Anyway. Yankee Mitre of the Week.
All right, so here comes our Yankee in. Mitre of the Week. Our Yankee of the Week, Waffles, go.
Kind of, because he's still going to get paid.
Pissy! Andrew?
My Yankee of the Week is Curtis Granderson, because he's probably going to get paid, too.
Not as much.
Not as majestic.
Paid less.
A paltry amount. Yeah. Jason?
I'm going to have to go with Derek Jeter, because somehow he translated that 2013 campaign into a raise.
I'm giving you a raise.
Good answer. Hey, I know that name.
I'll give you an unnecessary raise.
I'm going to go with Masahiro Tanaka, who I want to be a Yankee, and who's probably definitely going to get paid by someone.
Ooh.
And again, 160 pitches.
And well, he did lose the game.
And then threw relief the next game.
Yeah, and then they won the Japanese series.
So, yeah, Tanaka, who I will call Space Godzilla when we sign him, is my Yankee of the Week. Mitre of the Week, Waffles.
Mason Williams, because he got hit in the face with a ball.
Oh, I was going to say Mason Williams.
following in 2013 Yankee tradition. Andrew.
I'll go with Tyler Austin, because he got sent home from the AFL, and that was weird.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what he's doing now this week?
Probably playing Xbox.
Jace. Probably. Or Pokemon. Jason, your choice.
Probably going to have to give it to Brian Cashman for signing that deal. Derek Jeter.
See, this is why he breaks into your house.
I thought Hal Steinbrenner was the one that was like, it's like a thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe I should give it to Hal Steinbrenner instead.
They can
share. Yeah, good old Hal. Or maybe I should give it to Cashman anyway, because he just allows Hal Steinbrenner to do anything he wants all the time.
Hal Steinbrenner kind of employs him.
I know, but he can tell him to you know, get the hell out of my house.
No,
or I'm going elsewhere.
Probably not.
No, Hal, you can't do this. Get fucked.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's Brian Cashman. He's going to get a job anywhere.
So in that regard, you should tell his boss off.
Yes.
None of you should try that ever.
I will.
Because that will end in pain.
That is Pinstripe Valley Podcast, Jason Cohen, giving you advice on how to keep your job.
Yes. Always take my advice.
No one on the staff should ever take that advice.
No.
Because it makes sense.
You have no leverage with Tanya.
No, you really don't.
Nope.
I will delete you in the night.
Wow.
I stay up later than you, so.
Wake up morning and nothing will happen because you've been deleted out of all life.
All right. Greg, you're Mitre of the Week.
Chris Stewart, because for God's sakes, he got dehydrated this year.
He probably hasn't had anything to drink since the season ended.
Hopefully he's just soaking in a bathtub right now, absorbing water.
He's like got a straw, slurping it up.
No, his skin is just, like, permeating it through.
Oh, God. Osmosis.
He's just
crawling around his bathroom floor, sucking up all the water.
And his wife's like, Chris.
And he's letting this soap bar get by, like, every time.
That's what he does in the off-season.
He can't keep the loofah in front of him.
He retains all his water in the off-season.
He's basically a pufferfish.
He's a giant sea sponge.
Chris Bob Stewart band?
Oh my god.
No.
Sponge Chris.
No.
Boo.
Boo.
You've gone too far. This podcast needs to end now.
Yes, I agree.
Just put a pillow over its face and face it.
That was me with the pillow over my face. Anyway.
All right, wrap it up.
It's good advice.
I don't even know how we had a Yankee or Mitra this week, but good job, everybody. So on that note, that pretty much ends this week's episode of the Pinstripe Valley Podcast. Again, you can follow us, and this is no more D. We are officially forever D-list now. You can follow us at Pinstripe Alley on Twitter, which, Lord knows, makes so much more sense. You can also follow us at Yankees Gifts for always fun Yankees gifts from one of our many, many Matts, along with the three of you who obviously contribute to that. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Pinstripe Alley Podcast. And as always, feel free to tweet us your silly, ridiculous questions, both at our Twitter, or you can post it whenever Andrew posts his little tweet bag fluffer nutter post. So, for Hanya, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland. I've apparently given Jeter a raise. And
he's coming for me.
And clearly.